Your grandfather came from Indiana. Where did your dad come from?
Indiana. He was born in Indiana. They moved from Indiana when he was 6 years old down to Denton, Texas.
Well, I'll get this later in the back. Gee, that's interesting. It fascinates me to check on the way people moved into the state,
yeah,
and where they came from. Indiana to Texas and up, or Tennessee to Texas and up.
That's things
like that. Now, this pile of hay, was it a pretty big one, or was it a fairly small one?
Oh, yeah, it was usually a pretty good size one. So about, I'd say about 8 by...
Nanny.
8 by 10?
What? I'm leaving.
Oh, are you leaving?
He wants to go home right now.
And you're going to take him? Okay, sweetheart.
Nice
right
to
now.
Meet you.
Now,
there
better not be as hard as like it was.
Well, what a lively little girl that is.
Huh?
What a lively little girl that is.
That's
your
the sweetest, sweetest little darling.
She's certainly alert.
I have 4 great-grandchildren. My oldest granddaughter lives in Oklahoma City, and she has 3 children.
Gee, that's are all your children around close? So
no, no. This girl is the only one in this family.
Oh.
I have a daughter in Wichita, and I have one in Amarillo, and I have a son in Los Angeles.
Oh, that son in Los Angeles is the one that
breaks your heart.
About
just
every
kills
3 years?
Oh, no, we see him every year.
Gee, that's
If he doesn't come, we go.
Oh.
Oh, no, man. Listen, if I stay away from Gene more than a year, I'm just going to shoot myself. Oh, Lord.
And the cows near the barn were put in the lot, did you say?
Mm-hmm.
And the horses, where were they put?
In the lot. My daddy always separated. Just had 2 separate lots, and he put the cows in one and the horses in the other.
Mm-hmm. How about the hogs and the pigs? Where
were
they kept?
They were always just in the hog pens.
Mm-hmm.
Make a hog pen, and that's where they'd be kept, and he'd always make the sheds for the hogs when it was bad, you know, and get in and out of the heat or the cold.
Mm-hmm. And your milk and butter, you said, was kept in the window for the most part. How about in later years, were there people here who raised cows just for the milk so they could sell?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Was this...
That started up along about the time I was grown.
Mm-hmm.
There's just these home dairies, you know. People would... Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it was along about the time I was grown.
Mm-hmm. And were your stock fed in the lot, or was there a special
yes.
place?
Yes, yes.
Was this ever called anything special?
No.
What did you call... Oh, I don't know how to ask this. Before you had a bathroom, what did you call the little house?
Well, just an outhouse.
Just outhouse.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting how the terms for that
I
vary.
Know it.
Some
yes,
people would say outhouse. No, we don't use that. That's the bad term. We call it a privy.
When well, I grew up, some people did.
Yeah.
Some people did. Uh-huh. They really did. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Surely did. Oh, the way the terms in different generations, isn't it something?
It is indeed.
You know, I believe there's been more change in this country in my lifetime than any other time period of time.
That's true.
And since the world began.
We've had and people going west and then going back to the east.
And the roads.
Aren't they wonderful?
Man, you know, we used to have to put 4 horses to a wagon to pull it from our farm down here after I was 8, 10, 12 years old. And I never dreamed we'd ever have pavement.
No, that was just inconceivable.
You wouldn't even dream of it. You just wouldn't think so. Oh, Lord.
Now you can get on an airplane and get from here to
Kalamazoo and back.
Yeah, faster than you can get from Kalamazoo to the airport.
That's right. You sure can.
I flew down to Louisiana a while back, and I thought I was never going to get to the airport. The flight was quick, but gee whiz, once I got off the airplane, the world just slowed down.
Or just standing still.
And it just seems foolish that it's so slow to move on the ground and so fast in the air.
Uh-huh.
Now they're talking about making it twice as fast in the air, and they won't do anything
what
for the ground.
Why, heck no. I know we go to the National Airport out in Los Angeles, and I'll declare